You're listening to Engineering Talk, your premier source for insight into fluid sealing, connecting, conducting, and shielding applications. On today's program, Michael Foster speaks with Engineering Talk interviewer Alicia Parker about sealing in the oil and gas industry. Foster is a design engineer at Ball Seal Engineering Incorporated, and he helps customers devise solutions that result in increased equipment uptime and improved reliability.
Mike, let's talk about some of the challenges engineers face when designing equipment for the oil and gas industry.
Well, there certainly are a lot of challenges. The types of equipment you'll find in the oil and gas industries are some of the most difficult to design sealing solutions for because they represent this perfect storm of high temperature, high pressure, high speeds, and any number of corrosive chemicals and media.
Just how extreme are these environments?
Vary. For instance, in a downhole tool, where seal performance is especially crucial, you might see temperatures in excess of 350 degrees Fahrenheit. That same tool might have regular contact with drilling mud, sour gas, and pressures up to 22,500 psi.
You use the term crucial. Why is seal performance so important in this industry?
Well, better seal performance equals greater equipment uptime. Uptime translates into greater productivity, and productivity is profit. Conversely, the unexpected failure of one seal can mean hundreds of thousands of dollars in downtime costs, not to mention the potential for some very adverse environmental impact. Engineers who design for this industry know the importance of reliability and predictability. No seal will last forever, but if you can design in a solution that behaves in a very predictable, very reliable way, you can maximize uptime and equipment performance. If that solution is also easy to install, maintain, and replace, it's even better.
As a seal engineer, what types of sealing materials do you recommend for oil and gas industry equipment?
The important thing to remember about material selection for seals and the conditions we're talking about is that no single material is going to do the job 100% of the time. Success is all about combining materials to leverage the best attributes and properties of each. For example, elastomers work very efficiently until they encounter high temperatures and speeds. Then they fail. Similarly, PTFE has excellent lubricity, but it cold flows and it can extrude at high temperatures and pressures. PEEK, on the other hand, is extremely rigid and doesn't seal well at low temperatures because it's not flexible until it reaches about 180 degrees Fahrenheit. Once heated and flexible, it's better able to seal.
So can you give listeners an example of how you might combine materials to provide optimal seal performance?
Actually, a great example of this is the new Ball Seal LKS Series Seal. We just introduced this configuration at the recent 2009 Offshore Technology Conference in Houston, Texas, and has undergone thousands of hours of testing in a progressive cavity pump. The LKS is a multi-component seal, and it fits right in with the material combination approach I just mentioned. It consists of a spring-energized, graphite-reinforced PTFE sealing ring coupled with a high-temperature engineered thermoplastic, which acts as an anti-extrusion element, and a metal locking ring along the OD to prevent rotation and minimize the effects of thermocycling.
What makes this sealing configuration better than previous solutions?
The LKS seal is able to provide significantly longer performance life than a standard seal, such as a Ball Seal K series. Under high pressures and velocities, the LKS seal is able to stop the extrusion of the seal jacket material by supporting it with little or no e-clearance. It also forces the wear pattern of the seal jacket material to take place at the lip contact area, and not the hinge point. The peak element of the seal helps to support the seal jacket by cradling the seal and closing down the extrusion gap between the shaft and the housing. The seal's design allows its behavior to be extremely predictable.
What about reliability?
The LKS has proven to be extremely reliable. Our testing in a specific application yielded greater than 150% increase in performance life.
Any closing thoughts or advice for our listeners?
Yeah. If it's at all possible, I'd encourage engineers to think about sealing early on in the product development process. You stand a much greater chance for success if you seriously consider the characteristics of the application in advance, and take time at the front end to examine what kinds of demands will be placed on the seal, rather than trying to retrofit.
Great advice, Mike. Thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Engineering Talk, a production of Ball Seal Engineering Incorporated. If you'd like to learn more about any of the topics discussed in this podcast, please contact Ball Seal at 800-366-1006 or visit them at www.ballseal.com.